I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The FDA recently released its much-anticipated new nutrition labeling regulations. To talk about these new food nutrition labels and what they mean to consumers is Dr. Bernadette Marriott. She's a professor in the Departments of Medicine and Psychiatry and director of the Nutrition Section Department of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Marriott, tell us a bit about these new regulations for food labeling.
Bobby, in the U.S., we're very fortunate to have what is considered the safest food supply in the world. And this is due to the concern the U.S. government has had in protecting our food supply. Food labels are part of this protection. All packaged foods and drinks will need to display the new Nutrition Facts Panel by July 26th of 2018. But most people will begin to see these labels right now.
Why were these changes made in the food labeling?
The first food labels came out in the early 1990s, and nutrition science has changed so dramatically since that time that it was imperative that the FDA require that the labels change to reflect what we now know about nutrition.
And what will consumers notice that appears different?
Right at the top of the Nutrition Facts panel, one sees that the servings per container is bold, and the serving size in particular now reflects what Americans are taking in as a serving.
And how might this be helpful to consumers who are looking at those new labels?
Well, in addition to the servings being more realistic, we also see that the calories per servings are bolded, and there are specific nutrients that are required on the label that are different from before. These are the nutrients that we know from scientific research are really at most risk for deficiency for people in America.
And what are some of those nutrients?
Vitamin D, calcium, iron, and potassium must be on all food labels going forward.
Now let's talk about how consumers can really make the most of this. We have a lot of health issues in South Carolina, obesity, diabetes. I mean, how can we really use these labels to our advantage now in a new way?
A new item on the food label is that all food labels have to have added sugar. Now, this is sugar that's not natural to the product, but added in addition during the processing. So an individual can pick up a food and they'll be able to see how much sugar is in the fruit juice naturally and how much the manufacturer may have added. With our obesity problem in South Carolina, knowing how much additional sugar may be in a product will be really helpful in trying to keep those calories down.
Any other ways that we might use comparison shopping with this new label?
Key to our diet, and not only in South Carolina, but in the United States in general, is we all take in typically too much sodium and too much added sugar for our health. If you take, for example, canned chopped tomatoes, which people use in many dishes, if you look at the two labels side by side, you will probably see that there's a very large difference in the sodium content. And similarly, the added sugar. So picking that brand that has a lower level of just those two nutrients alone will help take steps towards a healthier diet.
Dr. Marriott, thank you for providing this information about the new food labels and healthy eating.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.